Who wants to play some Nican?
Yay, are you?
You guys ready to play some Nican?
Hey, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Live it.
I heard a Hey, Rick from somewhere.
Yeah, it's pretty sure.
Hey, man.
I've been 3 and 4 doing prospecting numbers this week and next. Is that what you mean to do?
I'm sorry, someone's breaking up real good. Someone's driving. I can't hear you terribly well.
That's probably Kingston coming back.
But if you're driving and you can't get on, don't sweat it. We'll just pick you up next week. How about that? Is that what you were asking?
Hey,
I think it was.
Rick, yeah. It was Brewster. His question is, in your email, you asked for this week for teams 3 and 4 to give their prospecting numbers and the same thing next week. And
you
I
know
think
why that is? I switched the week because of the Eagles
okay.
call. I probably just, with all the hubbub of traveling
right.
to the funeral and traveling here, I think I probably just missed it. So just reverse that. My apology for missing that, guys. I sincerely apologize.
Okay,
actually, I'm really excited about doing those weeks.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Well, that's good. Well, if you have numbers to share, it's always good. And, Brewster, thank you for that. If you are, let's do this tonight. I'm in a spot with terrible reception. I'd intended on being back, and I forgot that I'm Central Time, and this call is Eastern Time, and I was actually standing here wondering if I was the only one on the call an hour ago. I was very furious for about 30 seconds, and then I realized I was the dumb one. So there you go. But it's great to have you guys on the call. We have a very, very cool call tonight. Is that me breaking up, guys, or is that somebody else breaking up right now?
I don't
know.
What? I may be in a really bad area, so
Don't stop.
I'll mute out if that helps.
Okay, good. Do that.
Oh, that did it.
Well, Rhonda, you're
thanks,
still
Rhonda.
With us in spirit. Somebody else is still muting out, aren't they?
Nope, I can hear it.
Yeah, me too. Well, let's do this.
Oh, Rick, I'm like, I'm going to mute myself out.
All right, buddy. And, Kerry, you're the man. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All right, guys. Well, let's get after this. I'm going to get this as long as I can before my phone dies. I'm in Florida, as you guys know. We have an awesome call lined up for you tonight. I got a hold of Cowboy today. Tried to call you too, Jackie, but by the time you called me back, I was sans reception. So I apologize
Yeah, I know.
For that.
You were out on the beach.
And actually, it was rainy today, but we had my niece's baptism, which was really cool. It was
oh,
like 50
awesome.
Degrees, and she ended up jumping in the water. My brother's here. He's a pastor up in New York, and did her baptism. It was a really cool day, but
cool.
Tonight we're going to talk about the all-important Alpha Bravo Charlie, the ABC, which, as you guys know, is the step between when you meet somebody and when somebody actually gets to a preview. So it's a hugely important step, as they all are, beyond meeting people. And I'm going to share a couple thoughts tonight and then let you guys do this really cool call. I'm going to lay just a couple thoughts out, and then you guys are going to get to hear. Sorry, I had to walk up the hill to get some reception, so I'm a little bit out of breath.
There aren't any hills in Florida.
Oh, there are dunes.
Oh, you were on the sand.
No, I wish I was, actually. It poured down rain today. We're down here in Naples. It just absolutely was like, I was afraid we were going to have the hurricane warning. It was like a tropical storm almost.
I feel bad for you because it poured down snow here today. So.
Well, it's not quite that cold.
Okay.
However, I will have my Chicago Bear official 1985 throwback jersey on for the second half when I catch it later, so that'll be good. But anyways, we'll talk about the ABC. We're going to have you guys on the call tonight. Cowboy and I were talking earlier, and I decided to try to get a hold of Jackie, and what would be the best way to share this is to have you guys on the live side of the call share how you got really interested in Nican. Not when you first met the person and they said, would you like to look, but what happened next. So you guys, would you guys help us out and kind of share your story briefly as Cowboy and Jackie run through it tonight and just kind of say, what was the thing that grabbed me? Because what I want to do tonight is have everybody listening, and of course you guys, hear, hey, these are the things that attract people. I don't think there's anything more powerful than real-life stories of what attracts people to Nican. For me, when I was first basically told, I was told by a family member, we're going to do this business, it's really great, all I heard was, we're going to make a lot of money, no one knows about it, it's a really big company. And I was negative at first, not because of Nican, but because of him. And it really had nothing to do with Nican. I just didn't think he knew his head from a hole in the ground, so anything he said must have been ridiculous. But I'll never forget just thinking to myself, wow, this might be a big deal. When I put in the tape, I remember just thinking, here's this multi-billion dollar company no one knows about, and I had this unquenchable thirst to learn everything about it. And so I drove all the way across the state to a preview in Detroit from Grand Rapids, about 6 hours round trip. So what I want to hear tonight is the thing that sparked your interest from the time when you were introduced to the time when you pursued it. Because here's the reason to bring that up. An ABC is not designed for you to sit down and shotgun somebody with all your information and then say, you want to sign up. It's designed to take somebody who has said, gee, I'd like to take a peek, and it's designed to quench their thirst, or to make them thirsty, to learn all they can learn, to attack the information, to drive after it. How do you guys think your group would look if every prospect you met wouldn't leave you alone for information? How many of you guys would like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. That's what you want. The mistake people make is they sit down at ABCs and try to convince when what you want to do at an ABC is create. The word educate in Greek comes from two words, educate, and that means to bring from within. So when I sit down with somebody, first of all, I want you to consider having a servant's heart. You're there to help them see the greatest company in the world. And prospecting is an act of giving. It's giving other people a chance to be a part of this awesome company. It's giving them a chance to be a part of something that can change their health. Niken does the giving, and then you do the getting when you get your paycheck. But if all you do is focus on the giving, then you'll do a lot of giving, or you'll do a lot of getting. And by the way, Niken does a lot of giving too, don't they?
Yep.
With the products, with the pay, with everything that they do. So if you give, you're going to get. So when I sit down with people, I'm really excited about it. I get excited to share this with people. I'm excited to sit down with people. I'm excited to sit across from people. And the first thought in my head, whether it's on the telephone, whether I'm sending them an email, whether I'm sending them a video or dropping one off, is I want them to know that this is a wonderful company. I always want to tell my story. Your story is not the facts and figures. It validates what's on the tape. Meaning, hey, before I fell in with Niken, I was working a lot of hours. You know, I was really working hard. I didn't see a way I could retire. When I found out about Niken, I found out that I could. Before I was in Niken, I could barely walk. I had a handicap, you know, sign, cowboy, your story. After Niken, now I can do all the things in my family I want to do. And that led me to pursue this business. I'm talking to you here today because I want to share with you the information to see if it's a fit for you. I never say you're going to do this or you would love it. What I always say is, let's see if it's a fit for you. I don't know if it's right for you. Let's see if this is something that would be up your alley. I do that because then it's a takeaway to where they're saying, basically, well, they think it might not be for me, or they don't feel that there's the pressure that it is for them. And ABC is designed basically to build a relationship. When you're talking to people, I don't care if you're an ABC or on the phone for 3 hours. If you're talking about life and the things that they want to do and the things that you have in common or the things that Niken can do for them, that's where you want to spend your time. What you want to avoid is, and another thing, we're a 501 company. And another thing, we're not like Amway. And another thing, how many people here have ever done and another thing when you're prospecting?
Yeah.
Okay. What you're trying to do is you're actually being selfish when you do that. You're trying to get something. You want an instant sign up. You want someone to sign up and make you a millionaire. When you're talking to people, not at people, it's about them. It's about what they would want and why Niken can help them get it. It's about how cool the company is. Now, when I talk to people, I almost always talk about the business in the sense that, hey, this is a great career. I'm very passionate about that. If you guys are more passionate about the product and the business, that's okay. But remember, you're going to want to bring up the business because otherwise you can't make any money in it and the product dies. It dies with you. It dies with the person you put it on. To perpetuate the network is to build the organization. So when I'm sitting with people, I always know what I want. When I go up to a restaurant and I order, have you guys found that when you tell somebody what you want, it's a lot easier to get it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if your waitress or waiter walks up to you and they say, what would you like? And you say, well, something off the menu, and it would be really good and really healthy and really wonderful, and that's what I would like. What would your waiter tell you? What would you like?
Take something.
Well, I would like something that's delightful and changes lives. What would they say? What do you want? Okay. So when you're talking to a prospect, do you guys think it would be in your best interest to actually tell people what you're looking for?
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly right. It's the declarative. It's that statement. That's what it's all about. When you guys go look in the Pathfinders page, we have a lot of great tools. If you want to know the kind of tools you can use to help your ABC, there they are. Simply look under your Step 2 tools. We've got videos on hard copy. We've got videos in e-tools. We've got brochures. We've got all sorts of stuff. you'll know what to give somebody because they'll usually tell you. If they don't tell you, use one of the standard pieces. Okay, use your just random ABC flash presentation. But if somebody says, I'm super interested in good sleep, I'm going to go download that sleep brochure and email it to them. As we start to acquire more video library stuff, I'll zap it to them. I may find, you know, something that is specific to, you know, here's how sleep systems have affected us. I might get them on the phone with someone that's had a great testimonial with sleep. I want to speak their language and talk to them. And the bottom line, my goal is to have that person say, man, I want to know all about this. Where can I go or what can I do? Your goal in the ABC, and I think if I can tell you anything here that will help you, is to get people to say, where can I learn all about that? Not, oh my gosh, I've got to do that now. Don't walk out of your ABC or into your ABC expecting an instant result. That doesn't mean if they say this is great, you can't say, well, hey, would you like to just fill out your application now? That's fine. It'll take a couple seconds. You can learn everything at the meeting. Doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is go there just to share with somebody why this is the coolest company in the world and start that unquenchable thirst. The greatest thing you guys can do for a child, if you have one, is to make them seek knowledge and to be someone that pursues it. The greatest thing you can do as a pastor is to get your congregation to seek God, to seek to get into the Word, to want to develop that faith or you know, to want to develop that knowledge. You know, Abraham Lincoln reading books by firelight because he had a spark in him that wanted him to do something. All of you on this call had a moment when something... Do you guys remember when something sparked your interest that made you pursue this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I want you guys to think about when you're talking to people. Isn't it easy, by the way, when you're prospecting, to forget that you were once a prospect?
Sure. Yeah.
It's very easy. So... think like a prospect. Think like that person sitting across the table. Another thing, we tend to forget that the people we're talking to don't know anything about what we're talking about, so we assume that they just know things. We assume that they have knowledge. Never forget, the longer you're in this business, the more you have to bear in mind with this. Don't ever assume they know something. Talk to them and tell them information. I'll give you a simple thing, the video Ed Wein's, The Fishers of Men, that talks about how you don't go get people, you go out and build vision. You look to catch prospects. And when that thing was new, we talked about it all the time, and every new person gets it. And after I'd recommended it for a couple of years, I kind of forgot about it. And then one time I was at a meeting, and one of my people came up and said, I just heard the greatest tape in the world. It's called Fishers of Men. And I'm thinking, geez, here that's been sitting around. Because I've used it 1,000 times, I forget to keep using it. With prospecting, how easy is it, guys, to sit across from somebody or be on the phone and not tell them with the same enthusiasm why Neken is cool? Because you've said it 35,000 times. So your story validates the opportunity. The opportunity is what it is. If you want to know the basic guts of what you should say in an ABC, download the ABC guide right off the website. You don't have to follow it verbatim. You don't have to run through it like a robot, although you can. People have done it very successfully. But that's basically what you're looking to tell them, who we are, the basics of what we do, and where you can find out about more, and pass your to the next step. I can tell you guys this. All the upfront horsepower you do of meeting people, we're going to hear tonight, I talked to 87,000 people. You worry the rubber hits the pavement is actually in the second step. We'll put it this way. If you've got really, really high numbers consistently and nobody carrying through the process, you're talking at people. When you start to see people moving through the process, you're talking to people. There's a huge difference in the two. So that's pretty much the basics of the ABC is, remember, you're going there to create the interest, to start the unquenchable thirst. You're there to feed people's information, and you're there to take that person to the point when they want to do this. And then do you guys think you'd have a fun downline if everybody in your group and all your prospects were saying, wow, where do I find out about your preview? How many of you guys would love that?
That would be awesome.
I'd love it. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So is what I'm saying make sense to you guys before we get into your portion here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Right on. I want to tell you guys this. You guys as a team are doing a great job. Way to close out the month and do some awesome things. I was propping Carrie. Carrie, man, stepped up and did a huge end of the month. Rory did a great job down in Corpus, and I, can't wait to get down there and see you finally. We, you know, we tried to get down there, and everybody was sick down there, and then I was supposed to get on the next week and had a death in the family, and now I'm down here, and I promise Aurora, as soon as I get home, we'll come right down, okay? So, forgive me for the discombobulation. But, there, you know, you guys are all doing great. Just awesome volume. You know, Sherry, you guys are doing a great job. The Barfield family, Charles and Cheryl, always do a great job, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but just I can't say enough about you guys as a team. So, do you guys have any questions for me before I turn the call over to our friendly neighborhood cowboy and Jackie? Sorry if I sound a little bit winded. You cannot imagine what I had to go through to get on this call. it was crazy. And by the way, it's worth it. I look forward to it. I get excited about it. I would be here as long as I can. I'm taking care of some family stuff tonight. Next week I'll be locked, cocked, and ready to rock for the whole call, which will, of course, be on the Mighty Preview next week, which is going to be a very fun call. So you guys are going to run through your numbers, talk about your catchphrases a bit, and then get after what made you so fired up about Nican.